That is one possible term.
Mm-hmm. Bottom land is usually lower land down closer to between the hills and the and the river in more hilly parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right here you happen to be at the edge of what used to be the Kankakee River marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Which way did you come in? From the north?
We came in from the south.
Off State Road 10?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you came out from Chicago to State Road 10
mm-hmm.
and then...
Took 65 down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have came off on 2 and mm-hmm. came in from the north. That would have taken you over the Kankakee River.
Mm-hmm.
From State Road 2 to about here is what I always called the Kankakee River marsh.
Mm-hmm.
And 75 years ago, it was water.
Mm-hmm.
The old boy that helped me fill in around the house when I built it 45 years ago lived down the road here. Oh, just a couple blocks in a log cabin when he got married. And if he was alive, he'd be about 120 now. And when he said when he first got married and lived in that log cabin down there, he farmed this hill
mm-hmm.
because it was the only dry land around. If you got down in the lower part of my yard, you'd begin to get into wet land and water already.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all marsh from here out to State Road 2 in an area of about 7 or 8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's all flat, and it's the low part of the area in here. See, everything drained to it. And it's all been ditched and drained out. Now it's all farmed, now right up to the river. But out toward the river, between here and the river, there's a lot of those farms have pumps on them.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets real wet in the spring, they maybe have that much water in the field when they'd like to be plowed.
Mm-hmm.
So they pump it out. And they can get started much earlier.
Do you ever heard the term slough around here?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just a wet pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It stays wet year-round, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has water in it year-round. It used to be a place a mile down the railroad. We always used to call the old slough. We used to walk out there and go skating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. It was about a 5-acre spot that never got dry and had water on it year-round.
Mm-hmm. The
made our skating pond out there.
Do you have any terms for small freshwater streams? Different terms. I mean, the Kankakee River obviously is a river.
Well, the creek. There's a creek a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. But you say creek.
Creek. I call it a creek. Well, most people call it a creek.
Okay. Is there any term for smaller or larger streams?
Mm-hmm.
If you had just a little small stream, say, would you call it something other than a creek?
I don't know what other term you'd use for it.
Okay. If you went to, say, drove to California, you'd have to go over, well, but after you got across the plains, you'd have to go across the
mountains.
Yeah. The, what do you call, say, if you have a mountain that all of a sudden breaks off and goes straight down? What do you call that?
Cliff.
Okay.
To me, that's a cliff.
Okay. That's, again, pronunciation. Cliff or clift or whatever. Place where the boat, where you might have boats tie up and unload freight, would be called a
dock. Smaller boats and bigger boats is usually a pier.
All right.
I would have said wharf. Now what's a wharf?
A wharf is a whole group of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Usually.
I should comment that in Tidewater, Virginia, a pier is a small thing that everybody has. You know, it's get wooden pilings about this bigger that you tie your small boat up in. But, you know, again, this is... do you have different words for different kinds of roads? We talk about State Road 2 and State Road 10, but say if you... different either surfaces or...
Gravel? Blacktop?
Here, it's either dirt, gravel, or...
Blacktop.
Blacktop.
How about I-65?
Concrete. That's concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Road.